Welcome to Mix 101.9's Insight, a closer look at the news, issues, and events affecting the greater Chicago area. And now, here is your host, Barry Keefe.
Welcome to the program, runners, on your mark of the calendar. You are well aware that there's a big thing going on a week from today here in our fair city at this precise time, the Chicago Marathon. Now, this has turned out to be the biggest amateur sporting event in the Midwest, and yes, I know there are some pros involved, too, but what a crowd they gather next Sunday at this time. What is it, 75,000 or so people downtown? Among those represented this year are members of the Run Raw team. I heard about this from my friend Krista Mikulski of the Chicago Suburbs, a woman who had recently lost 95 pounds eating a raw-only diet. Put two and two together, we've got a fascinating show this morning that covers the race and the foods. Krista is founder and director of RunRaw.org and the Run Raw team. She's going to be by later in this half hour. First, we'll hear from Lloyd Field, doctor of chiropractic in Schaumburg, and Tim Van Orden, co-director of RunRaw.org and an accomplished filmmaker out of Los Angeles. He's flown in for the big race next week. Tim will be by on the mix right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to Insight on the Mix. And Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry.
You look fit indeed, my friend. And you're in from California, am I correct?
From Los Angeles, yeah.
Okay. Would appear to me, our radio listeners can't tell, but you have sunshine on your face, and we're missing that in Chicagoland these days. So the LaSalle Bank Chicago Marathon, everyone, a week from this morning. That is, for those of you who have lived here for a few years, just a major, major sporting event in downtown Chicago. And we are really excited to learn about one small aspect of the event, and that is the Run Raw team that I mentioned to our listeners moments ago. But first I want to get into the raw vegan diet before we actually talk about the specifics of the run, which is sort of on the periphery, I guess, this morning. And tell me, number one, Tim, what is a raw vegan diet?
Well, it's eating primarily, or in my case, completely, a diet of raw plants, vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds, unprocessed, uncooked. Organic.
Now, I was able to go on one of your websites recently and saw some fantastic-looking meals that I never would have thought could be referred to as raw.
Isn't that amazing?
So I am assuming that you probably have a diet that is far more varied than those like myself would think would be possible.
There are thousands, literally thousands of different options. You can create just about any dish that's cooked, you can create it raw. Different items in it, but you can do it.
Okay. Let's talk about why should one eat raw? And this is probably a question that entered into your mind years ago before you started this.
Well, when I first heard of the raw diet, I thought it was crazy. You know, this is not for me. It sounds great in theory, but I could never do that. I could never give up pizza and then, you know, give up cheeseburgers.
It would be so hard for me.
Yeah,
I can understand.
I kept bumping into so many people that had, you know, cured cancer or diabetes or different diseases, lost a lot of weight, were just feeling generally better, cured depression, that it just started to register in my head. This is something that I want to look into. So I tried it.
So I've got to ask you, I'm going to go into geography for a second here. These people you're running into, were they in California?
Was this when you were living out there in Los Angeles?
Because I can't imagine running into that many people here in Chicagoland who have taken this upon themselves, which is probably in part why we're here today, and we're going to be talking to Krista a little bit later and get her angle on this. But is it a semi-prominent part of lifestyle out west there that people do this now?
Absolutely not. They think I'm crazy.
There you go. I love an honest answer. There you go. Well, how did you go raw? I mean, what was your first step?
Well, the first step was to give myself a one-week commitment. I'm going to try this for a week and see how I feel.
Good idea. Okay.
And I did
baby
that.
Baby steps.
Baby steps, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if you make a commitment that's too big, you're going to resist. And you're going to resent it and regret it and go back. But at the end of that week, I felt so good. I said, I'll do it for 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks became a month, became 6 months, and now this is it.
Well, you look great, and you look very, very much fit, and I'm not just saying that. You look wonderful. Did you have a weight problem? Was there anything behind your search for a different kind of daily diet for yourself when you started?
Well, it was mainly about energy. I was really, really low energy. I was tired all the time. You could call it chronic fatigue syndrome. I just didn't want to do anything. I didn't even want to eat. Okay. Every day was just a burden to get through the day.
And now I assume it's far different, right?
Now you can't stop me from running. I have boundless energy.
Oh, that's amazing. Speaking of running, you've got a week from this morning, you've got a big event coming up with a marathon here. Are you running that
Actually,
yourself?
I the registration was closed, so I can't run it. I'm going to be filming it, but I'm going to run the Sears Tower climb in early November.
Well, that's great. Oh, yeah, that's around the corner. I tell you, we got so many tall buildings here in downtown Chicago. Two or three different ones are set aside once or twice a year for those kind of athletic events, and they're an awful lot of fun to watch the news coverage of them and whatnot. And I think of myself doing that, and all I think of is 911. Yeah. Make the phone call, please. Do you think the raw diet can be for literally everybody?
Well, you know, I leave it up to the individual to make that choice. But in my experience and talking to medical professionals, talking to nutritionists, I think that it's something that everyone can transition into. The transition may not be easy, but I think it's something that everyone can transition into. I think it's a common sense diet.
I don't want to assume here that everybody can who's listening this morning can immediately link onto the specifics of what we're talking about. So if you could, it would be great for you to sort of take us mentally through a day in terms of what you put on a plate in front of you and what you sit down to eat. What's an average or a good day like on a weekend when you've got a little extra time?
Well, the funny thing is I rarely use plates, but it's
I'll
wake up and I'll eat fruit. I have fruit for breakfast. Bananas, oranges, apples, a lot of fruit. Digest really easily, keeps me sharp and fresh,
a lot
of energy. Then midday I'll have salad, very large salad, lots of veggies, lettuces, you know, a little olive oil, apple cider vinegar on it. And then later in the day I might have a few nuts, some more salad, and some more fruit, and that's simple.
Illinois is the largest soy producer in the United States, if not the world, and soy's a big thing. Do you wander into that at all? There's so much soy out there now, so many different kinds of products. Do you do that? Or?
I don't do soy. I'm big into hemp.
Okay.
I feel that soy is great, but I feel that hemp is superior.
Okay.
And from a performance standpoint, I'm always going toward, you know, what's going to yield the greatest performance.
And hemp can include protein, I would assume, then, right? Because that's what I think soy is really known for.
Yeah, hemp is one of the highest sources of protein there is, percentage. I think it's like 50% protein by weight.
Okay. What was the transition like for you as you went through that two to three week period and then again further down the road?
Well, it really took place over the course of 6 months.
Okay.
I saw the first month I lost 20 pounds. I was never heavy, but I lost 20 pounds very, very quickly and started going through what they call a detox period where your body releases its toxins, which are stored in fat and stored in tissue and whatnot. And, you know, you can get a little swimmy at times because there's a lot of toxic material going through your blood and passing out of your system.
Okay.
But over the course of that 6 months, I watched my body transform. My hair get thicker, my skin get smoother, my muscles start to develop without even working out. Lean muscle mass, you know, coming on, fat just non-existent. And it was rocky at times. It was scary to watch your body transform like that. You know, what's going on?
Well, what did your family and friends say? I mean, this must have been very visible indeed.
Oh, it was drastic.
Yeah.
They were scared for me. You know, they thought, because nobody knows what this is. But when they saw the positive changes taking place, they wanted that.
Okay.
How do I get that? Look at your skin. How do I get skin like that?
Well, I have to ask, have they tried? Have you been able to pull some people through with this?
You know what? I never tell anybody that they have to do anything. I'm trying to be an example. And leading by example, a lot of people in my life have gone, you know, 50% raw, 70% raw, some 100% raw. You know, it has an impact. Because when people see you full of energy, full of life, and looking more youthful than you did before, they want that for themselves.
Yeah. Tim, tell us, at this point in your life, and you're still a young man, but do you see yourself as doing this the rest of your life?
You know, I really do. It makes sense to me. I don't restrict myself. Like, if I really wanted a cheeseburger, I could have one. But I don't want one anymore because I know that it's not going to make me feel good. This food makes me feel good when I eat it.
We're sort of, relatively speaking, around the corner from the holidays. And the holiday number one is Thanksgiving. What do you do when you sit down for the fourth Thursday each November?
Well, I take about a day and prepare a four-course meal for myself and my family. If I happen to go back to Vermont, where I'm from, or if I'm in L.A., I'll prepare an enormous spread for anybody that wants to partake, you know, a big get-together. They've got all their food. I've got my food. The funny thing is, half of them end up eating my food.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Does someone have to go 100% in this direction to reap the rewards?
You know, I feel that if you're including more fruits and vegetables in your diet at any amount, you're gonna see improvement in your life and in your well-being and your state of health. If you want to go 100% raw, yeah, that's going to have the greatest impact. But if you're just eating more fresh fruits, more fresh veggies, you're going to see a difference.
You know, I've got to ask you, when we throw around a lot this morning the word raw, and prominent with the word raw in Chicago with sushi and its popularity. Does that fit in this in any way, shape, or form, or does that fall under that umbrella?
Well, you know,
certainly not for a vegan, I guess. But
yeah, I do happen to be vegan. I'm not going to, you know, condemn or alienate people that do choose to eat sushi or meat. I mean, you know, everybody has a personal choice. But for me, it just doesn't fit with, you know, my moral beliefs, nor does it fit in with my nutritional beliefs. You know, it's really hard, if I were to eat fish, it's really hard to find fish that's not chemically polluted.
So. Yeah. Well, that's the shrinking world, for better or worse, and often for worse, especially when it comes to seafood, by the way. I understand. Krista turned me onto a website, and one of the things that I saw were so many, I appeared to see so many different varieties of raw food and what exactly had been done with them. And I think about the consumption of time just to prepare. Is that like anything? If you want to really get fancy, does it take some time in the kitchen? Or
absolutely, most days, 7 days a week, I eat very simply. But once a month, I'll have a dinner party and I'll make raw pizza. I'll sprout buckwheat and I'll make a crust and I'll dehydrate it at lower than 105 degrees. I'll make a sun-dried tomato sauce out of tomatoes I dried myself. I'll make a pesto. I'll marinate onions in the dehydrator, and it's pizza. It's delicious, but it takes 2 days to make it.
Yeah. You must have a vast untested market here in Chicagoland, because you've got to be in the minority, I would think, when you come up to northern Illinois. And it's great that you did this, and we're certainly here glad at the Mix to pass along your message this morning. You're listening to Insight on the Mix, everyone, and Tim Van Orden is with us. He is part of the Run Raw effort for the marathon coming up next weekend, and just the Eat Raw effort, which is slowly but surely certainly grabbing the attention of a lot of people, and I've even seen it written about now in food sections on Wednesday mornings in the newspapers here in Chicagoland. Organic, a very popular word that's applied to the dinner table of many people here in Chicagoland. Is that a requirement for one to be eating raw, or is that something that is just depending on one's wallet and belief?
Well, once again, you know, if you can afford and have access to organic food, absolutely buy the organic food. But if you don't have a lot of money, or you don't have, you know, not many stores carry organic produce, especially in the Midwest. California, it's easy to find. You know, just eat conventional food, but, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables. That's going to make a difference. Ideally, you want to go organic. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, still eat the fruits and veggies.
There was a recent shutter in our food system, RE, spinach grown out west, and that was such a huge story nationally, because it put into focus and brought in the minds of some into question the whole process by which we wash and package these leafy greens and send them out to grocery stores around the country. Any thoughts on that? And I know this is still a very recent story, and the shakeout hasn't occurred yet as to exactly what happened, but any thoughts or concerns that you might have with the diet that you're on, or the daily diet that you partake in?
Well, you should always wash whatever it is that you're eating, you know, whether it be fruits or vegetables. Even if it's grown organically, you should still wash it and, you know, just use common sense in preparing it. You know, and whenever possible, buy it from your local farmers. You know, support the local farms in whatever area you're in. And, you know, you're eliminating the chances that food has been contaminated somehow.
You know, I've seen that before, and you explained it perfectly. I guess when you take away a step in the transport process, there's probably a higher chance. The farmers markets are very, very popular in Chicagoland, some 6 or 7 months out of the year. And you're saying that if you buy local, there's probably a better chance at a healthful choice.
Yeah, I like buying face-to-face from the person that I knew grew this product. And it just, instead of, you know, supporting a large organization, I'm supporting someone locally that is part of my community.
Is there anything you crave? Do you ever sit back and go, oh, my Lord, there's a new Pizza Hut in the neighborhood, and that's something I feel I've got to do, or is that just sort of wacky?
Well, you know what? I do have cravings, but whenever I have a craving, I have created the raw equivalent. I have created the most incredible raw ice cream
Really?
It tastes like Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, that's fair. Oh, gosh. Cherry Garcia, my favorite flavor. If you can put that together.
I make Cherry Garcia.
Oh, do you really?
Raw.
Oh.
Yes. And vegan.
Yeah. That is fascinating. Could you tell us quickly basically what's different? Or?
Well, instead of using milk, I use coconut.
Okay, coconut. And I think you can find that in most stores, by the
yeah.
way.
I was very surprised to see that you could find them here.
Yeah, something real easy to find, everyone. Something to keep in mind. Were there any noticeables, we sort of wrap up our portion of the show with you, any noticeable changes that you went through when you in the first few weeks, say, of becoming eating raw in the veganism?
Well, one of the reasons that I'm here to support the Run Raw team and have become a runner myself, I suffered from asthma most of my adult life, and the asthma is gone. It's vanished. I had bad knees, and I suffered from, you know, severe depression as well, and those things just went away.
Do you find it frustrating to get messages from the accepted, as it were, medical community that seem to sort of turn their heads at the kind of story that you're giving out, and instead push a big pharma, as it were, in the drugs and the pharmaceuticals that are so expensive and so prevalent in the U.S.?
Well, I believe that the medical community is, you know, especially individual doctors, are doing what they know is best. They definitely want to help people in the community, and they just don't have the education that I'm getting. You know, nutrition education for an MD, I think, is less than 45 minutes over the course of an entire, you know, medical schooling.
Yeah, which is like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years, and they study nutrition for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They have one little session.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, basically, I don't have a medical degree, but I spend hours every day researching physiology and diet and nutrition and the impact of food on the human body.
Yeah.
And it's miraculous what you'll discover if you really just, you know, peek under the rug and look.
Yeah. Tim, it was great to have you here, and best of luck with your efforts next week.
Thank you very much, Barry.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And we'll have Lloyd in here in 60 seconds. Welcome back, everybody, and welcome Dr. Fielder to the show.
Thanks, Barry.
What's your take on the raw life?
It's very simple. It's definitely the most congruent lifestyle for the genetic makeup of a human being.
You know, I had the opportunity a few years ago to interview the author of a book entitled The Origin Diet, and she had sort of tied our needs of today back to where man was, say, 250,000 years ago, and that seems sort of like what you're saying. Give me some specifics as to just how you feel as a doctor. Our bodies are more in tune with what they evolved in the beginning to be ingesting.
Absolutely. Myself, I am a information junkie. I love education, and when as a doctor, I started doing my own research 10 years ago when I became a chiropractor. What I found out very simply is that the people 250,000 years ago didn't take really good notes. So what we have to do is kind of really look into the societies and the civilizations in the most modern eras that were really untouched by, like, you know, the United States and quote modern civilization. And what it was really came down to is that they were far more healthier than anybody in modern times, simply because they had the least amount of intervention into what was already in their environment, in their geography that was there for them, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And now, in your practice at the Schaumburg Chiropractic Wellness Center out in Schaumburg, do you deal in nutrition advice of this ilk on a fairly regular basis with your clients and your patients?
Yes, it's becoming more and more increasing because as I'm learning, and it's just you cannot ignore anymore the importance of diet in the health of our society. And so for my patients who might come in for low back pain, what I'm seeing is that the people that actually take care of their diet more towards a raw lifestyle, that I have to do a lot less intervention as a chiropractor to get them well.
You know, away from your average MD's office, I think the word preventive is something that has become so common, and that is sort of the watchword for people now. Do you deal in preventive suggestions for your patients on a regular basis?
Absolutely. What we do is we like to shift the paradigm a little bit and take the focus away from prevention, because if you think about it, what you're doing is preventing something bad, preventing a disease. What we put the focus onto is creating or expressing the amazing potential of a human being to be well. You see, if there's a person who is sick and there's a person who's well, and in the middle is someone who's not sick, and prevention is about getting not sick. We want them to be well.
Okay. Well, listen, Dr. Fielder, thank you, and give us a phone number for the Wellness Center of yours out in Schaumburg.
I appreciate that. It's 847-885-0010. We also have a wonderful website. It's just all one word, SchaumburgChiropractor.com.
Oh, great. SchaumburgChiropractor.com. Easy to find. And, you know, I know the old Woodfield area real well. Are you easy to find out there in
Schaumburg? Right down the street.
Oh, great. There you go. There you go. And thank you so much. And when we come back, I mentioned to the listeners at the onset of the show, Krista Mikulski, 95 pounds to date lost since she went with the raw diet and the raw daily intake. And we're going to talk to Krista as we wrap up our programming this morning. But first, this message on the mix. Well, Krista, welcome to our studios. And 95 pounds. Boy, that is quite the weight loss.
Thank you, Barry.
You must be proud of yourself.
I don't think of it as, you know, something I'm proud of, because it's just a journey that I have to go on, and
yeah.
I'm hoping that it might in some way inspire and benefit others.
Well, you know what? That's an uplifting and positive and philosophical way to look at it, and you're right. I'm sure it is just part of your journey, and I understand that part of your journey through life also includes 5 kids, so you have time for all this, right?
Well, yeah, my time is rather
that
limited.
That could be debatable, right? Now, Little Bird tells me that you have done some raw food prep classes, and so you have, that suggests to me that you've been dealing with this for a long time.
Well, not a very long time. I am a certified Living on Live Food teacher through Alyssa Cohen. I did that in December. I went raw in July of 2005. By December, my results were so miraculous, I realized that I had to teach as many people about this as possible. So on my way to where I am now with being director of the Run Raw team, I made a stop along the way to become certified as a teacher so that I could, you know, better educate people about the benefits of raw food.
Well, 1 week from this morning, my friend, you've got a big thing going on. Now, how many people have you've gotten drawn into the Run Raw team?
There are 5 runners on the Run Raw team, so this is our first year. We're starting small.
Well, that's okay. This is great that you're even doing it. May we notice you if we're sitting along, say, LaSalle Street and watching the run next week?
We will have T-shirts identifying us as Run Raw team members.
There you go. There you go.
I'll be the one with a big smile all the way through.
How has that whole process of managing / putting together this group gone for you?
It's been trying. It's been energizing and discouraging at times, because, you know, I run into all the common naysayers, and you know, but knowing that, you know, like I said, if I could help somebody, I'll push through anything.
You know, 26.2 is a long way. Have you done that yet, or?
I have done one marathon in the past. I was not a raw foodist. I had arthritis in my hips. I wasn't even aware that it was arthritis, so I felt that I was injured, and I had to take some time off of my training. Subsequently, my first marathon effort is one that I tried to block from my memory, because my time was, I think, somewhere around 7 hours and 20 minutes.
See, to me, that's great. I mean, it's a world record holder. No, that's a great story. You know how many people listening this morning and just can't fathom even attempting 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck next week, and it's as I mentioned to the listeners at the onset this morning, it was my discussion with you and my fascination with the whole raw food way to go that triggered our show this morning, and we've been very glad to spotlight you guys and spotlight your friends here.
We greatly appreciate you.
Yeah, and it's just, and I hope that this opens some eyes and works in an enlightening fashion to get people to at least look at the possibilities of eating raw.